something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
And it is the King's birthday, by the way. And it's been an annual tradition to celebrate it. But it's the first year of our existence where Stephen Hawking is celebrating his birthday and he's not here for it. So we got choices.
I didn't even realize they were on the same day. That's crazy.
Very similar dance moves.
Who'd have thought?
Yeah. Also, little known fact, Stephen Hawking, when he was on Ed Sullivan, was only filmed from the waist up as well. Most of the time he was filmed from the waist up.
A lot more in common.
He was always sitting down. But yeah, a lot more in common than you think. And Stephen Hawking also wrote King Creole. People don't know that. In New Orleans way. They call him King Creole. Maybe we could have Stephen Hawking singing with Elvis. Would Fat Elvis care to join us today? Duets with Hawking and Elvis.
You got food, he's always around.
Yeah, I think that's true.
You figure out what the song is,
yeah,
you have to get a prize.
Elvis will sing with Stephen Hawking. I think that's it.
Stephen Hawking. Sing the hits.
Sings the king.
Yeah, that's...
I think that's it. Yeah, I think we stumbled across greatness right there. And this is all for the guy who got so mad at me December 21st. I hope you're out there.
Steven's just like everybody else. He likes to have fun.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking was on The Simpsons like three times. He goofed around. He loved
a great sense of humor.
He was a very funny man.
Seven cameos on The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. He loved the little jabs and stuff. He would have loved impressions of himself. He had a unique sound. You have to admit that. Much like Elvis. I mean, if anybody's king of the handicap, it's got to be Hawking. You put him towards the top, right? He's the king of ALS. He outlived everybody else who's ever had it.
I know. It is amazing.
Huh?
Or LDS.
LDS. Which Eric called it yesterday. Stephen Hawking died of
Mormons. A lot of people survived that, too.
Well,
I don't know how they do
it. It's harder, apparently. Yeah.
Is it harder to survive LDS again, or
I
ALS?
Repeat, you give me the choice. I'm taking the ALS. You can be a Mormon, or you can have horrible Lou Gehrig's disease. I don't need time to think about it. I'll take the disease.
My wife was in a real estate class, and she ran into the first because there was questions going on in neighborhoods or something in the heavy Mormon area, and a lady stood up. They prefer, we're Latter-day Saints.
I
now,
know, they don't call them that.
Yeah, we're not Mormon. That's the street lingo.
It ain't happening, Mormons.
I know. How are you going to fight that?
It's
too easy.
Yeah, don't make it longer on us. Come on. Just be Mormons. What was wrong with Mormons?
I don't know. Like, I don't know why.
That's a good name. Right?
I think LDS is fine. Yeah, Mormons, whatever.
Come on. Look at you.
But they can't even do the...
Come on.
Take a stand.
It is longer. That was Latter-day Saints.
Jeez. You're just saying words.
He's got to make nicey-nice with his neighbor.
I got to respect.
Yeah.
I don't say it's not disrespectful. I'm asking why are they changing?
Why are they changing
What's
in the middle?
Change for? That's an admission of guilt. That's what Papa John's changed their logo.
Are you doing it to all your neighbors now? Are you calling them Latter-day Saints?
No, I've always used LDS.
You were ahead of your time.
You were way ahead of it. You knew that they hated that whole Mormon thing.
That's gonna pass. It's not going to be a thing for long. So I'll
sure.
Just go, LDS.
You were always on that bandwagon. Huh?
Come on. It's no big deal to be, but yeah, I'm not, look, again, in my year of being less tolerant of people I pay and children, I'm also less tolerant of people who correct me from things that aren't wrong. Hey, you're a Mormon?
It's the same.
I prefer being a Latter-day Saint. Well, that's your preference. I prefer calling you a Mormon. That's not a slur.
Good to meet you, Mike. It's Michael.
Oh, somebody's saying, hey, I'm Michael, preference. I'm like, okay. I'm not going to call him Mike anymore.
I don't find that much of a difference.
Yeah, there
saying.
Is.
But it's not like Mormon was a slur. It was they were.
It's not like it ever turned into a bad thing. And they're like, we got to change our name. It's just gotten out of hand.
But it's the same. I mean, I'm not saying Mike out of
right.
malice
but that's
here,
a, that's a person who said,
that.
And I'm with
well,
you,
and
but
if that
a guy
person
says
saying,
that,
hey, I would prefer if you say.
You know what happened in your scenario? It's like, hey, Mormon. He'd be like, I like to be called Mike. Oh, yeah, that's respectful.
But here's the
thing, I'm not going to call him by
they
his
all don't like it. It was like a memo sent down from above.
I know.
To the entire community.
We're on high.
I'm affected by it.
Now we have to change.
And then I would ask him, well, what's the difference?
Just the name. What's in the name? Asked Shakespeare.
You still feel and, the same way.
Yeah,
about,
yeah, you get the same exact. Nothing right? changed.
And I think
right?
there's just the handful that does correct.
Yeah, most but that's my point. Because those like, are douchebags, and you got and I'm less tolerant of that nonsense now. That's my 2019 stance.
But the girl made a point to stand up in a room right. of like 60 people, make sure to like, and correct.
Who was calling her a Mormon?
My wife. Well, they were talking about like the areas of oh. town and like oh. the heavy Mormon areas.
I thought you weren't allowed to do that in real estate.
No, you're not. But it's a class, and they're explaining what
a
not
class
to do.
On how not to do it. Yeah.
Loads of Mormons over here. They're Mexicans are hanging on here.
This they're is giving, really Mormonic over here.
Yeah, they're giving examples of like stuff you shouldn't do.
Oh,
and so then the girl stood up.
Oh, so even in the like the example of what not to do, she had to correct the. Come right. on, lady. Just deal with it. That's the problem. It's like she couldn't sit back and go, well, we're not anymore. But I'm not going to waste everybody's time.
I know. I just can't imagine feeling that need to stand up and correct everybody like that.
It's that kid in seventh grade that we nearly beat the tar out of him with a pillow full of soap. And we're like, hey, first guy falls asleep, gets Vaseline rubbed all over his face. And like,
well, it's petroleum jelly. Vaseline is the, shut up, Mike.
I hope you fall asleep.
Yeah. We're going to just, and we just got him with Vaseline while he was awake.
My eyes, I'm not supposed to get Vaseline in.
Well, you're not. It's actually petroleum jelly. Idiot. Yeah, stop it with that stuff. That's silly. You're Mormons. We'll transition with you later, but.
You're not doing it?
I'm not doing it.
2019.
It's like when midgets started getting mad. We're not going to change this. Midgets got mad a long time ago. They're like, please stop it. We're like, we get it. But no, midget.
But no,
it's fine. We're not mad at you. You're not going to take over anything. We know that. We're not afraid of you, and nobody's like angry enough to not hire you because of your midgetry. We just call you midgets.
Yeah, why is midget bad? I don't know why that.
It's probably horrible. I don't why, know, but I don't use it in a horrible way. So you have to accept that.
I get it. They like dwarf,
little person.
A dwarf sounds worse. Than
I think little person yeah. sounds worse.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, it's like know. When they used to have. Chunky clothes, like for, what do they call that?
Husky
kids. Yeah. And then big boned for a little Fierce. While there. And then they had like a plus size. It's the mm-hmm. same
XL.
Thing. It's just you're trying to temper it until
this
that becomes
all the
offensive.
George Carlin joke.
Yeah, it's all the same until somebody's like, well, I don't like being plus size. Extra padding. Well, I don't like being extra padding. Eventually, it's just like your clothes.
I get it with the black people.
Yeah, there's a history there. I get it with all sorts of right. Jews, black yeah. people. You guys got yeah. an argument.
Asian. There's
how tough has it been to be Mormon in this country? We have to change the name. We've just been held back from all those dentistry jobs.
You don't understand.
You're all dentists. It's working out. Zip your fudging lips. Now, the Catholics should change their name.
Yeah,
and I gotta give it to them. They're standing strong on a foundation of thousands of years of child rape. And they're like, we're not changing a thing. Mormons feel a little, maybe we should change it. We have a great reputation. If you guys are changing, the other guys should be changing.
Yeah, I read in on this day in history, it was like Pope Pius X in 1904 changed that women couldn't wear dresses at a certain level. I think you missed the outfit part and the gender.
Oh, yeah, you should have been. Small boys shouldn't yes. be in dresses anymore either. But they're still against that.
Yeah. Man. No, that's okay.
Catholic Church would change their name to Planet Fitness. Anything but what they are. And the Mormons are the ones that are. Nah, knock it off, guys. That's 2019's resolution. I'm less tolerant of that stuff. Quit it. There was nothing wrong with Mormonism. I've grown to love you all by that name. I'll call you. I'll
so
call
in that
you
meeting,
something
so
on
in
a
that
latter
meeting,
day.
If you were in that meeting and that lady stood up and said that,
you'd have heard an audible, an audible groan.
Would you continue to call it Mormon or whatever?
Would you have stopped?
It would probably been like this. I'm like,
would
okay.
You have said, all right. That's
we've written a little skit, me and Pedro, to show all you real estate agents how not to act. Okay, so Pedro will play the part of my client. Will you be the part of Pedro, please, Eric? Pedro will be the part of my client. And I will say, I will be the real estate agent. Pedro, my name is Lisa O'Connell. Where would you like to live in the city?
I want to live by the Mormons,
man. Oh, no. Okay, the Mormons live over here. And go,
excuse me. We like to be called Latter-day Saints.
And I'd have been like, ugh. Anyway, the Mormons live in Gilbert.
So that's what I'm saying.
I would have continued on because, shut up, lady. We're all trying to get through this class to get credit to keep our license.
We don't need to be here extra time.
LDS for life.
Yeah. They like to be called something else. And then I'd have said, but where you need to live is over here in Buckeye. See, that's what you don't do in real estate. Any questions?
Did you hear me about the...
Yeah, I heard you. You know what I heard when you spoke, lady?
I'm someone that you would never want to talk to again.
That's what I heard you say. You're one of those. Suck it up. Somebody spelled... Said,
you would at least modify a little bit. Pedro would say, I want to live in the LDS section. And you would say, you mean the Mormon area?
Whatever you say. I'm not even going to be on either one. If Pedro said, I want to live with the Mormons, I'm like, all right, I know what he means. Now, if Pedro said, I want to live with people, I'm like, oh, my God. Don't say that. They're called Polish. Yeah, I'm intolerant of it. And look, everybody got intolerant when Mitch Trubisky was like, I like to be called Mitchell, and I won't answer to anything else. I'm like, all right, Mitch. It's the Jim Everett thing. It's like, don't be a baby about it. Call me Chris one more time.
He changed his tune. Like, he did that during the draft.
Somebody got to him.
And then he's like,
because he's like, I won't really respond if you call me Mitch. I'm Mitchell. It's like, oh.
When did this happen?
All right, douchebag. And then he's like, and his agent's probably like, you need to tone down that whole Mitch Mitchell.
It's not going to work. Yeah.
It's not going to
You're coming across as a real doucher. Anyway, yeah, if I said, oh, you're a Mormon, and she's like, well, we're Latter-day Saints, my next thing would be like, why did you change it? That's my. If you want to bring it up, I'm going to be like, why did it change? And if you've got a decent answer, I'll give it to you. Otherwise, you're still a Mormon.
Well, it came down majority of would say, I'm not sure. We're just told that's what it's going to be.
Email John with your decent answer.
Tell me why. It'll be a terrible. If you give me a decent answer, I'll stop calling you Mormons. But until then, you're nothing but filthy Mormon.
See, I think that's the problem.
What?
No, I don't have a problem. Yeah, I don't see why it's a big deal.
It's not. Yeah. This guy says,
again,
I'm whatever.
It comes down
it's rebranding.
Disrespectful or whatever.
It's not.
Disrespect,
no, it wasn't because it wasn't disrespectful.
I can make LDS
filthy Mormon is, you know.
Filthy Mormon. She's a filthy Mormon. We're doing that. That individual. Not all Mormons are filthy Mormons. She's a filthy Mormon.
I mixed it up with ALS. I was very disrespectful.
Yeah. Yeah. We are not Lou Gehrig sufferers. We're Joseph Smith sufferers. Oh. I like the first one better. Miles says, stupid fat Linda needs to shut her mouth in meetings. That's not us. She does not represent us. I'm what you want to call me. Mormon, LDS, LSD. I don't care. If I believe in it, what does it matter what you call me?
Exactly.
Thank you, Miles. Miles is a good Mormon.
Not hurting anybody else.
Filthy, mouthy ones that wants to change everything for their own benefit. Get you it. Weren't hurt by Mormon.
Yeah, go to the... Giant temple now? Every day
See
if
what's
you want to pray.
Now? Arguing this goddamn thing. We've ruined Stephen Hawking's tribute to the king.
Unbelievable.
It is annoying, though.
But you're right. It's like, give me a good reason.
Yeah, give me a reason.
You're trying to change the national conversation.
Yeah, like, if you're bringing it up to me, I'm like, oh, okay, why? Well, we found that, and you don't know.
And it's tough because if you're... You know, like a lot of religions, if you're trying to bring more people in, I don't think that's doing any favors by correcting, like, why in the world would I want to, you know, you're
trying
to.
Yeah, you seem like a dick.
Yeah.
Kevin Gilroy actually just texted me a funny joke can't read on the air. Yeah,
it's
it is 2019. Actually
wow,
very
really?
Funny. It's very funny.
Is he
not happening?
Is he better now in 2019?
This is funny. He said, Mormons, I always called them salt slur. Like, that's terrible.
That can't be his own joke.
Yeah, he stole it.
He stole that. Has to have
been. That's stolen because it's too, like, on point, hilarious, and awful at the same time. Terrible. This guy says that he's got an answer. The church is trying to streamline and be more worldly. The prophet felt taking church out of God's church was Satan winning.
Wait a minute.
That's not a good answer.
So the prophet realized his marketing wasn't working?
The church is trying to streamline and be a more worldly church. But Mormons was stopping that? The name,
right,
the name
changing
was,
a name.
The prophet
was going to streamline because your name is longer now.
Church was Satan. So they want to bring up Christ every time they talk about it, I guess that's what he's saying. Here's another one. The reason the change was officially announced was Mormon was a nickname given to the church during the early days it was founded. The name of the church has always been Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints. I'm not going to sit here and tell somebody you can't call me Mormon anymore. It's Latter-day Saint. But we were advised that when talking about the church or when talking about certain subjects, referred to Jesus Christ, the Latter-day Saints, and not Mormons.
Take pride in it.
Because you got to say Jesus Christ, because then Satan wins otherwise. A church referred to a proper name rather than a nickname that was given a long time ago. I'm not a pretentious douchebag. I'm not going to have somebody call me a Latter-day Saint. If they call me a Mormon, it's not a bad mistake. Whatever, just because they refer to me as a Mormon. Morgan, Latter-day Saint, whatever they feel like calling me, I don't care. I don't give two S words. He's cussing. He's not a good Mormon.
John, I'm confused because I know a dwarf Mormon.
Oh, my God.
What do I call
him? A dwarman. He's a doorman.
Combo it up.
I don't know. Dwarman, which I think there was a kid in my high school that played basketball named Dwarman.
John, you don't realize the M word has been used to keep these people down for years.
The M word. All right, that's enough of that. We've wasted enough time with the Mormons in life and today. Sorry, Latter-day Saints. But I'm still not
answer.
Saying Jesus. I'm still not saying Christ.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Latter-day I'm not saying Saints. All that. Mormons. The reason they gave you a nickname in the first place is because you came up with a name to
them. Jesus Christ, John, why not?
Latter-day Saints. I might start saying that. Jesus Christ in the Latter-day Saints.
I like that.
You want it? You got it. I'm zero tolerance 2019. None. All right. What are you going to do? You were going to say something.
John, tell me again about this changing names signed Native American.
Exactly. Thank you. The engines have been fighting this battle for years. Yeah. Nobody's paying attention.
Hell, it's still on our baseball.
I know. We still got Chief Yahoo still in our argument. Stop it, Mormons.
You got one more year left?
Bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, but they're still the Indians.
It's over.
Yeah, they're not changing the name to Indians. Wahoo goes away.
They should change it to Native Americans.
Except
Cleveland Native Americans.
They agreed, though.
For another one more year.
Well, they got one more year, but they agreed that on Wahoo. Throwback Day, Wahoo comes back. I mean, he's still a good seller.
It's so fun.
He sells. He sells hats.
I want to know the merch
especially
numbers.
Especially if
they
kind of, and all the white people
away.
Bought as much gear as possible.
And they take it away. Yeah, thank you, Native American man, who just emailed that.
Show me again in Brady's Bible where Jesus rebranded. I missed that part.
Right. Well, it's called the New Testament.
Right.
They rebranded the old thing. Anyway, that's a different argument. Nothing having to do with Mormons or midgets or anything. Or Indians. Yeah, thank you. Indians always put everything in perspective of how wrong we are when we bicker about everything else and they sit back all the time with their arms crossed, like they're in front of a cigar store, all angry. You guys really bickering over what to call Mormons? Cool. Thanks.
You figure there. It out. Hope yeah. you figure it
Hope
out.
Hope you figure that out. You Mormons have had a tough go.
So rough.
Really? Yeah. I hope it all works out for you guys because, man, watching your slaughter has been tough on all of us.
Actually, the Mormons did that back in the day. Weren't they burning them?
Yeah, because they were bananas. They were bothering people. They were bothering people. You can't do that today.
They were persecuted.
Oh, in Missouri, there's a lot of
But you took that chance.
Mormons.
The law was, don't start talking about other religions around us here. Yeah. This is our little city.
You've changed everything.
You come kicking doors down going, guess what? I found a bunch of Jesus tags. I'm like, all right, we got to torch these witches. This is crazy. Those were dumb people back in the day.
You can have this section of Missouri.
Right.
No.
No, we want that one. All right, we're fighting. And we fight mean Mormons. Anyway. Brady, you go ahead and be respectful.
You're carrying the torch for us.
I'll try my best.
Go crazy. But I guarantee you're going to slip up and say Mormon.
Absolutely.
You better feel bad about yourself. If you're going to take this. If you're gonna
no,
take
he never has. Didn't you hear him?
That's right. Bad.
Never always, used that horrible M word.
He's always said LDS.
What?
I say Mormonic.
Mormonic. I make fun of it even more.
The Mormonostra.
The Mormonostra. So you nickname it to be cute.
Yeah.
Which is more offensive.
Yeah. That's perfect.
You're right. That's better. That's better than me just being tired of it. Sorry. Anyway, Stephen Hawking and the King celebrating a birthday together. Hawking sings the hits coming up in just moments. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power. 98.